thank you so much, Charouk, for taking a few minutes to have a conversation with me. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Thank you so much, Kathy, for this opportunity. And it's really been a privilege being part of this team. Just a little bit about me. You know, born and raised in Montreal, Canada. And my first language is actually French, you know. So I joke with my friends and my students that even though I might make mistakes in my prepositions, it will not happen on the essays. So, you know, they should be okay. For high school, I was in North Miami High for some time. And then for undergraduate, I was in Baltimore at Johns Hopkins. I majored in economics, entrepreneurship, and management. And there onwards, I went to grad school. I have two graduate degrees. First one was influenced by my parents. So I got a master's in business analytics at London Business School. And my second one is an MBA from Columbia, from New York. I'm very lucky that, like many others in this field, I have come to do what I love. I'm super passionate about this work. I came out of a good corporate career and I do this full time now. I've been at it for about 10 years and out of those 3 years full time. And it's really been a luxury working with high school students and undergrads and just trying to help them out a little. You know, many of them are exceptionally smart. They know what's going on. It's all about just giving them a little bit of a nudge from time to time.
One of the things that, of course, we do at the Strategies for College team is we think of things in terms of the three pillars. You're in the academic pillar, meaning you are in it for the long haul. You start with them at an early age and you work them all the way to matriculation for the undergrad. Can you tell me a little bit about why you chose to join the Strategies for College team?
I would really go back to when I got a presentation from you, Kathy, and from Todd Fothergill and Todd Weaver, just on the List Hero software. Now, I was just surprised, shocked to a certain extent, to be honest, because as an everyday counselor, so much time is spent debating the college list, what needs to go on, what should come out, how to shorten it, how to sort of get the family around it. The work that you guys have put in, especially on the back end, gathering the data, formulating, however the algorithm is, I'm not a tech guy. But the results are just amazing. You know, when I see the list, having experience, I know some of the schools, but some of the schools that do come up, I would not have been able to see those unless I would have had conversations with a few other counselors or done deeper digging. So that was number one. Another thing that I personally lack is financial aid knowledge. If a comprehensive student comes in, they're able to get that additional support and be able to plan college like an investment for what it is. I remember what Todd Weaver said in one of our early meetings, which really hit me, is that college might be the second largest investment one makes after the purchase of a home. And at times it's left to a teenager. Having said that, many teenagers know what they're doing. But being a father myself, you know, I would be a little skeptic. So I really like that mindset to just sort of help out and give the family direction, not only to make the right academic choice, but the right major choice, the right career choice, help them out with that side. And also, most importantly, what I feel is it being so expensive now is the right financial choice.
I want you to tell me a little bit about some of your areas of expertise. I know you have some things that you bring to the team that we're missing, so we'd love to hear about that.
Firstly, Kathy, I just want to go back to the previous question. And I just want to say again, I've seen with you over the last period of time that I've been with Strategies, the engagement with the software, the updates, being able to incorporate feedback, actually getting real IEC feedback versus feeding them something that is just built and making them sort of, you know, digest it. For maybe I'm using crude words, but sometimes that's the case when it comes to software. So I love your approach that it is really built by actual users at the end of the day. So that's the reason that the software sets itself apart from what's out there in the market. Coming back to your question, I'd say firstly, strategies has everything covered. But one thing I can say for myself is that I've had experience with IB curriculum, AP, IB hybrid curriculum, international students. So sometimes I can demystify it and make it clear for them how their GPA will translate, how their numbers translate. And another thing that I've worked with in the past and I do now also is with MBA students, people that are 3 or 4 years out of the workforce looking to go on to graduate school. So I'm able to have those conversations also.
Often we keep in touch with our families through the undergraduate years because, you know, we like to maintain that contact. We often are working with younger siblings. So it's kind of a natural evolution because these days many students go on to graduate level work. And so I'm going to be tapping you when I have a student that I would like some additional information. Well, thank you so much, Shuruk. I really appreciate you taking a few minutes to chat with me, and we're delighted to have you at Strategies for College.
Thank you so much, Kathy. I'm really honored to be here.